We have the emergency in progress. He's not here yet, but I'm been told to keep you guys out of the Class B for right now.
Okay.
All right, emergency landing. What else is new? Well, you just cross your fingers and you hope there's not a nut on the plane or something else that's happening. Got to give credit to those pilots for some of the things that they've been able to do in the friendly skies. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to talk about sex, we're going to talk about snow, and we're going to talk about sinkholes. But before we get you excited about that and go there, let's finish the story. This was a Learjet that didn't have its landing gear. Something happened with the landing gear. They were able to get it down in an airport runway in St. Louis. All the emergency crews were on tap. There was eight people on the plane, and nothing happened to the plane. That's the good news. Good pilot, private pilot, whatever. And who was on the plane is what I want to know. And were the safety checks run through, and it just was something that happened in the skies. Obviously, they'll investigate that, but the good news is that this isn't a crash that we're talking about, because lately that seems to be happening with some of the smaller planes, not necessarily Learjet, but some of the smaller planes are having some problems with different things with the aircraft. Nothing that we could tie into one relatable thing. It just seems there's been a little bit of a rash of that lately. Let's jump to sex. A woman says she was paid to lie about having sex with Senator Menendez, Robert Menendez from New Jersey, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. They're saying that there was allegations he had sex with prostitutes in the Dominican Republic, and now it's turning out that they were a lie. The woman said she signed an affidavit saying she was paid to make the false claim in the week before the last year's elections. So how about that? They say there's additional women, too, and this was all over the place, that there were prostitutes that he had slept with because he had stayed with a friend and a campaign contributor, an eye surgeon, when he had gone down to the DR. The Daily Caller, in fact, was reporting on the claims before the election, even though Menendez was denying them. The senator questioned why other news outlets were repeating the allegations based on anonymous sources and interviews with two women whose faces were obscured when shown on the Daily Caller site. So now I guess he's in the clear, at least for this anyway, and, you know, who knows. In the interview that was actually aired before the election, and this was on ABC, the woman whose name was Michelle Rodriguez said that she had come forward because Menendez, remember, this was the part, this is when everybody started to pick it up, we picked it up then, had paid her only 100 of the 500 she expected, much like the Secret Service snafu that happened when the president was down in South America, if you remember, you know, 7 months ago or so. And she now says she was coached to make that up, to make the claim. So now the interesting part would be to follow the bouncing ball and find out who coached her and all the other details. And was this some kind of a crazy smear thing picked up by the Daily Caller, who might have thought they had an exclusive, and then it got serious wings and took off from there. He was saying all along that he didn't do anything, but pretty hard when you've got people on camera saying it, and then it's a he said, she said thing. I mean, that's what it is. He said, she said. So we move from the sex scandal of Menendez to snow, snow, snow. You know the old Christmas song, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. It's such a great tune, isn't it? But now we are months away from Christmas. Some people like the white stuff, and some people are just sick of it, especially in the Midwest, which they're getting socked in North Dakota slam. They're saying this is going to go toward the Northeast again. Not all the way up the Northeast, but in West Virginia, South, Northeast, getting closer to the Northeast anyway. They're going to see some of this in Chicago. Many of you probably live in these areas that are already getting snowed on. At the mothership in Minnesota, it is snowing, snowing, snowing before we even got on the air. Matt Johnson is at ground zero. He is covered up like Nanook of the North so that he doesn't freeze to death in this Alaska-like storm. Matt, what are you up to snow-wise there?
It's starting to taper off a little bit. We're supposed to get a lull here, it seems like, for a few hours. I think we're holding steady around 6 inches right now, and I just went outside a little bit ago, and it's still coming down, but not like it was earlier. And like I said, it's supposed to pick back up again tomorrow morning. I'm not sure exact time. Consult your local meteorologist.
Yeah, that's what they get paid for. If you want to turn to the Weather Channel or your local meteorologist, they can tell you what's going down in your neck of the woods. So, speaking of things that go down, sinkholes not pleasant. Saddest story ever is a guy sleeping and a sinkhole pulls him in and the family can do nothing to save him. This happened in Tampa, Florida. A massive hole just swallowed him and everything pretty much in the room came tumbling down. Pictures, frames, everything else. And it's very sad. So Monday afternoon, they tore down the size of the one-story house to make sure they could fill in the sinkhole. So the walls of the house were gone. There's a lot of debris that had to be removed. Here's what Hillsborough County spokesperson Willie Puz had to say about it.
Today what the operation was to demolish the blue house. We took every precaution that we could to try to get any valuables or personal effects that the family wanted from the house. We have taken down all the walls to the house, removed a lot of the debris, and what we're going to be doing now is trying to stabilize the hole with gravel. It's wider than the foundation is open because we can see further back, but we weren't able to lift the foundation enough to see how wide the hole is itself.
The mission right now has changed from a recovery to a demolition. So at this point, we don't believe that there's any way to remove anything from that hole.
Yeah, and it was 36-year-old Jeff Bush who was in the room, sadly, when he was sucked into the hole. That hole was so big, 20 feet wide and 50 feet deep. So they knew the odds of survival were really clearly not happening there, and that's what they had to do. They had no choice. At some point, they had to call it a day, but the brother must feel awful as he tried to do whatever he could. He heard the screams and ran toward the bedroom, but there was nothing they could do. They tried to shovel and, you know, tried to jump in and help, but the floor collapsed and a sheriff's deputy actually pulled the one brother to safety or they both would have gone. So the other brother, they're not going to be able to recover him. The sinkhole thing now is that red flag that people in Florida are looking for because they get these craters that just will suddenly appear and open up because of the way Florida is built, what it's built on. There is a crater that can be created, and a lot of people aren't aware of it. So maybe there is kind of an awareness thing here. If somebody sees something, you got to get out of those houses and get away from them, call somebody and fill them in. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection says this has become just really, really big because of that bedrock of limestone or some other rock that gets eaten away by the groundwater the groundwater. They think that it could become all too common. Mm. All right, a little bit of the odds and ends on the flip side. A pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread.
All right, waiting in the wings. Let's head out to our pal Dan in Texas. Hey, Dano, how you doing? Dan.
I had to put the headphones down.
I know you had to put the headphones down. My goodness, I thought you fell into a sinkhole. Where have you been? What's going on?
Well, I've been just fine. Everything's fine. I have listened. I just haven't called in.
Oh, all right. So you're being entertained.
I guess.
Just listening.
Yes, because yes. You're so stimulating that once you say it, there's so many words that one can follow up with.
There you go.
Okay. Now, this man and woman were celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, and so she was rummaging around, and lo and behold, in the whole chest that her mother had given her, she found the very same negligee she wore the night she was 18 years old, married to this young stud, and she put it on and went down to see him in the living room where he was watching TV, and she says, look at me. He looked over there. She says, do you remember what you said to me the last time I wore this? You said you were going to suck my boobies dry and make love to me till I was brainless. What do you got to say now? And he said, mission accomplished.
You are terrible.
Okay, I got another one for you. this man was watching TV, and he's seen where this guy in England lived to be 122 years old, being hooked to this heart helper and drinking this special liquid that kept the rest of his vital organs functioning properly.
Mm-hmm.
He turned to his wife and said, "If I ever get hooked on a stupid machine and have to have a liquid to drink, you do something about it." So she got up and shut off his TV and took his beer and poured it out.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Well, okay. Now, on the Mendez thing, look, in the Democratic Party, that is job enhancement.
That's right, because you get forgiven and you can stay. If you're a Republican, you're booted out immediately and you're branded.
Absolutely. Yeah. But if you're Democrat, you know, look at Bill Clinton, a Monica Lewinsky routine.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a new name for you-know-what. They now call it a
Lewinsky.
Mm-hmm. And with Mendez help, that's just job enhancement. The boy will probably become another president after we get rid of you-know-who. Okay, now, about that sinkhole, hey, my prayers go out to the family.
That's awful.
That was just terrible.
Terrible.
And,
terrible. I can't even imagine. Can you imagine? I mean, these are brothers, are thick as thieves. The whole family's there.
Absolutely.
I mean, just, it is sick. It's just awful.
It is sad.
Yeah.
Well,
like I said, it's a warning to people, though, that, listen, that's with the ground. Check the ground as much as you can. But how can you, it's almost stupid for me to say that because that can happen. It just sort of happened to them. They didn't have a warning.
Well,
they didn't know.
When I finally lay it down tonight, I will mention you in my prayers and my good friend Matt. And tell Matt, and also this gentleman that just lost his life, tell Matt that Chevis has really good antifreeze for that snow thing he's got going there in Minnesota.
I will tell him that, Chevis. All right, thanks, Dan. You take care.
Bye, babe.
Yeah. Ba-dum-bump. Yeah, he's right about the sinkhole, too. The guy's name was Jeb Bush. Just, like I said, awful. I talked to my brother about it because he lives in Tampa, and I asked him if there was any problems in his neighborhood with it, and he said they haven't seen that. They haven't had that. But, of course, now that's the big story, and it's leading all the local news, Bay News 9 and all of them, because they're checking areas and telling people to look for this. But like I said, it's kind of crazy to say that since you don't know unless one starts and you can see it, and then you could get out of the way of it, I suppose, and fill it in. How about this? We do the cheap movie reviews here on America Tonight, and the number one at the box office, and I said last week that I thought this had a great chance to lead the money, and it was Jack the Giant Slayer. And it wasn't a big week for movies. It wasn't a big week at all. But it got $28 million in a small kind of opening. So probably families went to see it. The budget, though, to make it, $200 million. So they're really going to have some good weekends to make up for that $200 million. When I was a kid, Jack and the Beanstalk was my favorite. It's one of... My father died when I was 8, and it's one of the memories I have of him reading me that story over and over and over again, because I just love Jack and the Beanstalk. So Jack the Giant Slayer, I might have to go and check that out. It's a different version of it, of course, but it is a version of a takeoff of Jack and the Beanstalk. You know, I always figured I could climb up, the way he read it to me, I always figured I could climb up that beanstalk, and I was going to find it somewhere. It was somewhere, because he convinced me of it. It was somewhere, and I could find it somehow. So pretty cool that it was number one. And I think that grows. I don't know if it makes up the $200 million, maybe in DVD sales. That looks like that would be a good DVD one. Just like Identity Theft. That's kind of raking in some dough here and there. They let it out there and simmer some of this stuff. And when they have slow weeks at the movies and somebody's really, really wants to go, a lot of times that's where some of these other pictures pick up that steam. All right, here on the show, you know, I'm fond of kind of some nights it's kind of like bumper cars. We bump from one thing to the other, and other nights we stay on the bully pulpit and seem to hammer down on some of the familiar things that infuriate all of us, and usually it has to do with government. The frustration level is ridiculously high, and the approval ratings for Congress are abysmal, but that's nothing new. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know that we haven't talked about many, many, many times here on the show. It's the frustration over the no fix or the quick fix or the dragging the scenarios out that I think is just too tough for all of us, where we've had enough, because we're paying the freight. We're the taxpayers. When the taxes go up, it's whatever earmarked in Washington, you and I are paying for it. Never forget that. I think there's kind of a disconnect. It's we are paying for this. And some of the stuff and some of the things that are happening, trust me, if we could cherry pick and remove some of it, ooh, I have a feeling that many of us would be on board with that. This last one here is something we haven't talked about actually in a while. We talked about Syria just kind of dangling out there. Remember when the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, would talk about Syria? They'd say, well, you know, Syria, we're warning Assad and something has to happen with Assad. But now 48 Syrians, and they were soldiers, and 9 Iraqi soldiers were killed in an attack near the border of an Iraqi town. They're saying that there's more concern, doesn't it figure, that Syria's problem, their civil war, is going to spill right in to Iraq. So if that happens, are we jumping in on this in some way? We do have some forces there, but not a lot of forces. And that border area has been red hot active. They're saying there's been some groups affiliated with Al-Qaeda, too, that are starting to rise up there. So there's a big concern. So far, 70,000 people have died in Syria's war. It started about 2 years ago. 2 years ago. And nothing has changed. And it doesn't look like anything is going to change, except for the activity and the movement. But if I'm the Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, I'm concerned. I'm worried about that. I'm worried about those groups bubbling up, and I'm worried about the spillover at the border and how that could possibly drag in that country, especially if you're talking about a lot of soldiers and a lot of other people that are just stepping in, stepping out of the country and trying to find refuge, if you will, in Iraq. And that's where it'll be interesting to see the move that we make and what Chuck Hagel does as the defense secretary now. Because now you're talking about everything that America did to help that country and still Americans that are there. There are still American diplomats there, and there's still some soldiers that are there as well. So this could spell a different tact in that region if there's something that pushes them further along. And this is Assad. I mean, this is vintage Assad. Why nobody can take him out, I just don't understand. All right, we're booting it to our next segment. Hang with us.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Music is a world within itself. There's a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. But just because the record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away it's Dr. A when the people start to move. They can feel it all right.
All right, so here's the deal. If you know somebody who's done something really, really cool, worthwhile, worth mentioning on these airwaves with the audience that we have here in America Tonight, let's shout it out. So send it to me at americatonight.net, click on contact, and boom, just like that, you're in. Tell me the story, send me the link, whatever. Tell me what they did. Like the kid across the street shimmied up the tree and got your baby puppy out of it. Or, I don't know, there was the caddy who jumped in the water filled with alligators and retrieved your ball, which would be ridiculous. I actually saw someone do that once in Florida, in Largo, Florida. The Daily Salute this time has to do with brains. How about this 12-year-old? You know, we were sadly talking about a 12-year-old before, and you've all heard the story now about the kid that was beaten up in Philly and died, had to be taken off life support. Now you have the story of this other, and very sad for that family. I can't imagine what that investigation is going to uncover. But the story of this 12-year-old girl, Nima Ramu, who got a score of 162 on a Mensa IQ test. It's the highest score possible. should all go and take a Mensa test. I want to see how many of you have big brains out there listening to American Tonight. In fact, I'm going to dig one up, and I'm going to put it on our site. I make that pledge. I'm going to find a test. They usually have them in the back of American Airlines magazine, but I'm going to find a Mensa IQ test, and I'm going to post it on the website, and let's see how many of you have big, ginormous brains. But Neha Ramu does. So she's 12. Her score puts her in the 1% of brightest people in the country. She is more intelligent than Stephen Hawking, Bill Gates, and Albert Einstein. They all had IQs of 160. So her parents, who lived in India before they moved to England, said when their daughter was 7, they had no idea she was so gifted, but she always performed well at school. She took an entrance exam for a girls' high-achieving grammar school, and she got a perfect score, 280, 280 out of 280. So they realized, wow, you know what, we should test her. So she took this Mensa test, which you know what Mensa is, the Society for People with High IQs. And she got the maximum possible for someone under 18, which that's incredible. Good for her. Wonder what she'll end up doing with that. When you have a big brain, you should do big, important things. Expand that brain power. Lay a little of that brain power on the rest of us. Well, you know, honestly, when I think of people like that, what automatically is conjured up in my mind is math. That, okay, this is math and this is science, baby. This is where this person is headed, somewhere in that direction, which is not to say they couldn't do something in the creative field. But usually, a lot of times, that's what happens. They end up in one of those kinds of areas. So it'll be interesting to see where her career ends up, because, you know, already people would be eyeballing her. It's a no-brainer to get into one of those really big, good schools. But it's a good daily salute. Doesn't that make you feel good? We have so many negative things that we're talking about that I had to do something. I had to bust out a feel-good story. Harmony says, look at these kids playing the violin or the piano at 3 or 4, sitting there tickling the ivories of some big bad piano when you're just 3 years old, just belting out the tunes. Yeah, that's true. There are musically gifted children, I suppose, as well. It doesn't necessarily have to be, as I said, going to these careers where they're math or science. But it seems like, to me, that's where most of the people that have that kind of a background in testing, it seems to be where most of them are headed. So as I was perusing around and talking to some people today about what they're doing, the federal government, what they're trying to come up with as far as guns are concerned and trying to get bipartisan cooperation, the further we get away from the beginning of the year, the more that kind of just gets shoved off, right? And it goes back to that regulation and interference and really what is it going to do? Sounds so trite to say and to jump on the bandwagon, but criminal has a gun, and you got none. Who wins? You know the old saying about don't bring a knife to a gunfight? Yeah. Don't go to a gunfight with nothing. So in the case of what they're trying to do in D.C., now the Republicans and the Democratic senators have definitely come to an agreement on a gun trafficking bill. Now, who's going to disagree to this? See, there are little pieces of this where, sure, there's going to be some agreement. Because this is, you know, the broad stuff is the federal assault weapons ban. And you're not going to get enough support, I don't think, in that. Are you going to get a deal for background checks? That's in the air, too. But stopping illegal trafficking in the Firearms Act has the best chance in this 113th Congress to pass. Even centrist types, Republican Senators Mark Kirk and Susan Collins from Maine, You know, they reached an agreement with the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy, who couldn't be further from their views, their ideology, the Democrat from Vermont, Dick Durbin and Kristen Gillibrand, all Democrats, and they're saying these guns, like, we don't know this, they're sold, resold, trafficked across state lines, all that kind of stuff, and then that results in a lot of illegal firearms that, of course, are in ghettos and other communities and end up sometimes in so many of these murders, burglaries, you know, whatever, gone awry. So the bill would actually forbid material false statements in connections with purchasing a gun and strengthens the penalties for getting a gun with intent to transfer it to someone involved in a violent crime or drug trafficking. And it would outlaw illegal purchasers of firearms from smuggling weapons out of the country. Well, I mean, of course, if any of this would work, and there's a bill, and it's 25 years in prison, you know, well, who's going to say that that's not a good thing? I don't know. I'm going to assume that there are going to be enough people that are going to say yes to that. You know, the thing that where it'll be interesting to watch as this debate continues is the statistics that are coming out. What about guns used in crimes? Where are they coming from mostly? Are they purchased illegally? Well, yes, 9 out of 10 are purchased illegally. But the other part of this is the push to try to shut down gun shows because they're saying so many guns are purchased at gun shows by people who wouldn't normally be able to get them. And here's what I would say. These gun shows are huge. Have you ever been to a gun show? I just had two friends who went to a gun show in Fort Worth, and both of them want to do concealed and carry. They're both women. They want to do concealed and carry, and they were looking at guns. And the people actually at the gun shows were really cool, really kind of showed them, listen, you want to go do some target practicing. You really want to get a sense of what kind of gun is the right gun for you and steer them in the right direction. And they found it fascinating and said it was just absolutely jammed. And I think this is pretty much a familiar thing around the country. For some areas, the gun shows make a whole bunch of money, especially the really super big ones. And I can't imagine that they'll be anxious to shut those down, to, you know, to have that road completely closed. If nothing else, partially because of what a cultural thing it is in so many areas, what an event it has become, not in all places, but I'm saying annual ones that have been there 30, 40 years or more, and the amount of money that's pumped into the economy. I mean, they really are, in many cases, a destination place, a big event for lots and lots of people. So I don't think there's going to be a big push necessarily at all to have that included in any of the bills. Now, the other part of it, the illegal trafficking, I would say yes. I mean, who's going to, Republican or Democrat? I think you can get enough votes on that one, because who's going to say, yeah, sure, we're not going to try to do anything to do what we can to stop the illegal flow of guns. I mean, really, really. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, the richest of the rich. Who are the 1%? With bated breath, do people wait for that Forbes list? The two magazines that come out that people wait for, the SI swimsuit issue and the Forbes issue that lists all the people and what they make. So, we don't have the SI sports chick issue, but we do have the skinny on the Forbes list. So, that's coming up.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Homeland security is getting ready. Locusts taking over in Egypt. Sinkholes, meteors, drones, no money. The world is in great shape. Yes, there are some people who are in great shape. I promised that we would give you the skinny on the richest people in the world. The richest people in the world can afford this new Italian supercar, Lamborghini, that is going to officially be unveiled. It's a $4 million model, the Veneno, at the Geneva Motor Show. They're going to do that on Tuesday. So it's just crazy. It looks like the Batmobile on speed. They're only going to sell three Veninos, and if you want to buy one, all three have already been spoken for. But check this out, 750 horsepower. It's based on the other Lamborghini Aventador, which is a 691 horsepower car that sells for about $400,000. But the Veneno has a 6.5 liter V12 engine, a 7-speed transmission, and full-time all-wheel drive. What would make you pay $4 million for a car? It's the one thing that depreciates the second you drive it off the lot. And whether you're driving, my friends, a Honda, a Hyundai, or a Lamborghini, isn't it all the same in the end? It's a depreciating asset. I guess if they only make three, though, and you kept it in mint condition, somebody else would probably want to buy it for you from you if there was a list. But the key about this car is it's all made from carbon fiber construction. The entire chassis, the outer skin, carbon fiber reinforced plastics. Still, $4 million. What do you think it costs for them to make that car? That's what I want to know. Some of the people that could afford the car include the usual suspects. I mean, when you look at the list of Forbes, and they say there are 1,426 billionaires around the globe. And there are some new people, 210 new members. It's a 10-figure club. It includes the Mexican telecom mogul, Carlos Slim, who's on the top of the list for the fourth year in a row. He's worth about $73 billion. That's up from $69 billion a year ago. He narrowly edged out Microsoft's Bill Gates, who's number two on the list. Warren Buffett fell out of the top three. Guess who bumped out Buffett? Amancio Ortega. He's this Spanish retailer, Zara. If you know it, they have all kinds of clothes and stuff. He's third on the list. Ortega's worth about $57 billion. And he had a huge leap up, $19.5 billion from 2012. That's the biggest gain of anyone on the list, and he's a clothes manufacturer. He's a clothes guy. I read a story about him where he lives in northern Spain. He was in his car. He was in the back, of course, being driven. And somebody pulled up on a motorcycle and had kind of a neat leather coat. He liked the design, stopped, asked him about the design, went back to his factory, told them immediately to duplicate it. They did, and then it just, like, flew off the shelves. So he has the Midas touch when it comes to that, I guess. The United States had the most billionaires, 442. That's 17 more from a year ago. That compares with 386 in the Asia-Pacific region and 366 in Europe, 366 in Europe. Wow. So there are some people that are making some serious dough. And there are people that fell out of it, as I said, fell out of the top of the nest. Like, the biggest loss of wealth of any American was Mark Zuckerberg. He went down $4.2 billion to $13.3 billion. So he's 31. He went down 31 spots on the list to 66. Wonder if he likes that drop. I mean, really. So, isn't it interesting that the concentration of bucks is supposedly detrimental to our economy because it's driven by the middle class. And it is. If you go and look at any of the economic models. So what's happened to capitalism? Ayn Rand, where are you? Have we turned it on its head? I still believe that the only thing that works in these United States is the idea of opportunity and capitalism. I still think capitalism is the way to wealth accumulation or just having a decent life. It's capitalism. It's less, it's that over government reach, the less regulations. I'm not saying no regulation. I'm not saying no government because that would be ignorant, but not a ridiculous amount of it because it strangles capitalism, especially for the people who are the startup people, the people who want to grab the brass ring and find their own way. So, you know, the comparisons to Greece and what's going to happen in Europe and all that stuff, I'd say, are unfounded because it's unrealistic to think we'll end up like that other than being tied to them globally. I think if we keep focusing on the idea of skills and having something to do if we're spending money to help people out, why are we not teaching people to fish? You know, like that old biblical saying about teach a man to fish? Well, how about teach people a skill? Teach them something they can use, and then wouldn't that be amazing if they could completely get off government assistance? Because wouldn't they feel better, and wouldn't they have the opportunity to make more money? Isn't that pretty much a no-brainer? And I don't care where we're talking about, inner city or wherever. The idea that, and maybe that's what it is, it goes back to the government itself, the no accountability clause that so many people live under. Instead of being a victim, why not become a hero? Why not change some of those programs around and give people the opportunities? Yes, you're helping them, but you're giving them an end game. Here's where you have to break the cycle. Here's where you're going to learn something, and this is how we get out of this mess. Because we really can. I mean, listen, we live in a free country. Democracy is great when it's done well. Because we're not living under the crush of communism. We live with the possibility of prospering. And we've been able to prosper in the past. But we could prosper more if we really focused back on the initial tenets of capitalism and if we helped people who were stuck learning crafts, giving them the opportunity, just having the accountability at the end, and then that's it. Here's the assistance. Here's what you're learning to do. Now you have something to make you not only rise your, you know, raise your self-esteem, but raise your bank account so that you don't have to be on the dole. Wouldn't that be terrific? You know, there's my answer.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.